maybe in 2044, when the Maple Leafs are celebrating their 25th anniversary of this impending Stanley Cup and Tyler Ennis is returning to whatever Scotiabank Arena is called at that moment, that'll be a good moment. Like Nick Kypreos is currently celebrating 25 years since the 1994 Stanley Cup won by the New York Rangers. He's in New York right now, but kind enough to take some time for us. Hey, Nick.
What a guy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How's it going there?
I was going to say, are those guys that boring that you were willing to do this? This is odd.
We just walked over to MSG. They're going to do a press conference in about 5-7 minutes, so I'm not sure how much time I have, but just in the lower bowl of MSG. So it's been a fun night. We had a great dinner last night, telling some lies, telling some truth, trying to get some stories validated, but all a great time. Great seeing everybody.
That's awesome. I don't know how much you heard that we were discussing as you were coming in here, but we're saying it does kind of feel like the better younger players, the restricted free agent guys, are no longer going to feel the squeeze. But do you think that there is going to be a successful attempt on the part of general managers moving forward to get guys who are more in the middle that might be closer to the top tier, like I think Jake Gardner is, but getting those guys to buy in on things, that the priorities of, say, someone like Jake Gardner, who's 28 years old and who still wants to win, might be very different heading into free agency than, say, in years past when they used to be the ones looking for the most lucrative deals?
I don't know if you can categorize us players in that way. It really ultimately comes, it's like a fingerprint. Everyone's different. Everyone's unique. Everyone's got a story. Everybody's got priorities. Where is money on the pecking list? Where is winning on the pecking list? Where is cost of living, taxes, a cost of living, all of it, you know, housing, schools, culture. I mean, there's a long checklist for players on what they want. They ultimately know that it is a short career, and anyone on my 25th anniversary team will tell you that, that, you know, it goes by awfully quick. And I can also tell you that, you know, if guys had a chance to put more money in their pocket but never experienced a Stanley Cup, they'd have a really tough decision to make on which one they would pick. So, you know, that's a unique individual thing, and it's a case-by-case study for management, and they can only hope at the end of the day all the pieces fit the puzzle.
What do you make of the fact that Jake Gardner's agent is in town just talking things over with Kyle Dubas? When you look at the numbers, it's hard to figure out that one making sense.
Hey, listen, it's Jake Gardner wants to be a Toronto Maple Leaf. He loves it here. He wants to stay here. He gets along with his teammates. His teammates love him. It's clear, you know, that we saw that connection when he heard the boos going into the All-Star break. You know, but at what cost? Is it sacrificing $500,000 on the open market, $1 million, $1.5 million? Where's the cutoff for him? Where does it lie? How much money is enough for him? Again, where do you value a chance to win in Toronto opposed to winning somewhere else? So all of it comes into play, but I think the communication between his agent and the Leafs is a good thing. It's a start. There's a lot of time on their hands. July 1st is a long ways away still, and you hope that Kyle and his team can crunch the numbers.
Yeah, as of right now, they'd have to get pretty creative to make it work, but it is interesting that, like Ben was remarking earlier, that it feels very different from how things played out with James Van Riemsdyk, where it didn't seem like there was a lot of communication. And I wonder if that's an indicator of the change in the front office or the actual change and difference in the organization's desire to keep the player.
Well, listen, JVR was not going to take a haircut, and he knew that he was in the vicinity of $6 or $7 million, and he hit the jackpot in Philly. So I think that was a foregone conclusion. This one feels a little different. I believe if they can get in around $5 million, Jake has a chance to get an extension here. But if he's looking at between 6 and 7, I think he's as good as gone. But in saying that, there's also other dynamics that have to fall in place. I would believe that you know, you got to figure out where Mitch Marner is. Is it under 10 on a shorter term deal, or is it close to Tavares and Matthews, maybe on a longer term deal? I think that would be the top priority above and beyond Jake Gardner.